I only heard Valerie. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Did y'all have a safe trip here? Careful, dude.
Everybody's everywhere.
So today I have a special story for you. Come sit down. It's a little cake. Who can tell me, who can tell me what this is, Valerie? Who can tell me what this is? What is it?
It's a ball.
I mean, it could be. Valerie, can you feel this? You can feel this. Pass it around. Tell me what you think it is in the bag.
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? That's very close. Yes, you're right, Valerie. Say it again.
Clay.
There you go. You got it right. That's clay. Can we sit down, please, baby? Thank you. Play-Doh is very close. That's clay. Do you know what we use clay for? You know, Joy-Joy, what is it?
To make pots?
That's correct. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little story about the clay. Okay? So one day the clay was just sitting in his little bowl, and then suddenly his master comes and picks him up, and he thinks, this is different than my usual day to day. His master then puts him on a table and starts smacking into him, like making him really flat. And the clay's like, ow! Ooh, you're hitting me. That really, really hurts. I don't like that. Can you stop? And the master looks at him and he goes, not yet. And then the master stops and he transfers him over to a little spinny table. And he starts spinning him really, really fast, like when you spin around and you get really dizzy and really sick. And this clay is like, please stop. I'm so dizzy. Oh, it's so hard. I can't see anything. And then the master looks at him and he goes, you're not ready yet, I can't stop. And then after a while, he stops spinning him. And he's like, oh, finally, maybe I can relax and get some rest. Not yet. The master puts him in a hot oven and he's burning and he's, oh, it's so hot. Oh, I can't take the pressure. Oh, let me out, let me out. And the master opens the door, looks at him and he goes, not yet. And then after a while, he takes him out, and he's like, oh, finally, I can cool. Then the master starts painting him, and it smells so bad, and he's coughing. Ugh. Ooh, it's smelly. I don't like it. Stop painting me. I don't like this. And the master looks, and he goes, I'm not done yet. Then he goes back into an oven and it's hotter than the other one and it's worse and it's awful and he feels like he's melting and he goes, please, please let me out, this is awful. And then the master goes, not yet, but you're almost there. He takes the clay out and the clay is wondering, why, master, why did you put me in the hot ovens and spin me around and pound me and paint me with that stinky paint? I hated that. And then the master told him, look in the mirror. Look at what you've become. He became a pretty teacup. And he had pretty flowers on him, and he was shiny and gold. And he was, well, that can't be me. I don't look like that. There's no way I could be that beautiful. And the master said, there's no way that I could have stopped hitting you on the table. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken shape. If I took you out of the spinning table, you would have cracked and splattered everywhere. If I took you out of both of those ovens, you wouldn't have hardened. If I didn't paint you, you wouldn't have become shiny and beautiful and have pretty flowers all over you. This is like our life. We go through hardships and we become beautiful in the end. It doesn't feel like we're getting better. It doesn't feel like we're turning into better people. But in the end, we will be able to look in the mirror and say, we have a God-like character thanks to God putting us through hardships that we don't like, but in the end make us beautiful. Does anybody want to pray? You want to pray? Okay, we'll take turns, okay?
Dear God, thank you for the day, thank you for the blessing, and in the name, amen.
Amen. Okay, good job. Jojo wants to pray? Okay, one more.
Dear God, thank you for that. Thank you for the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. You can go back to your seat now.